in order for supply to come, and people and affordable housing, you need to drop that. You need to make it more affordable for building. You need to stimulate the supply market, and that's just not being addressed. So they can keep raising rates, you know, and following the lead of the U.S. The U.S. is continuing to raise their core rate, but until supply has been addressed, then we're going to continue to see prices increase in Canada, flat out.
You're listening to the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast with your hosts, Paul Stevenson, David Warren, and Greg Campbell. Let's see what's going on in the world of real estate today.
Welcome to the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast. We're back. Your ultimate source for everything related to the Ottawa real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, a seasoned investor, or simply interested in keeping up with the latest trends and insights, this podcast is for you. Each episode, we bring you in-depth analysis and expert opinions on various topics related to the Ottawa real estate market. From market trends and statistics to investment strategies and property management, we cover it all. Our guests include industry leaders, real estate professionals, and experts in related fields who share their insights and experiences to help you make informed decisions about your real estate ventures. There's another paragraph, but it's way too long, so I'm going to stop there.
Brought to you
That's
by.
It. Brought to you by us.
Sounded perfect.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That's probably the most accurate.
Yeah, compared to some of the others, for sure.
Should we introduce ourselves, gentlemen? Now that we're here, this is the Ottawa Real Estate Podcast. My name is Paul Stevenson. I am a mortgage agent here in Ottawa, servicing Canada. Greg Campbell is a realtor and a managing director at the Agency Ottawa. The Agency! And David Warren is a mortgage agent and owner at Referral Mortgages. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you're new here, this is how we do things. Slow and steady. Slow and steady.
And overexposed.
Overexposed.
I'm so exposed. I'm like white.
You're definitely whitewashed.
Greg's
sure.
Just a floating beard and a black t-shirt.
And eyes.
And he has hair, unlike myself.
And hair.
Yeah. If you're listening, I'm bald. Greg is not. Nor is Davis. What are we seeing in the market, gentlemen? How's the week going? Things are heating up in Ottawa.
It's been interesting for me. The weekend was wild because our girls had 3 days of dance.
So well, they're going to the World Cup.
A lot of trips to Rockland. A lot of trips to Rockland.
Preparing. You're going to the World Cup, Greg. You got to train.
Yeah, I got to train.
Well, they did win. They did win. They're headed to.
Well, they won. Well, yeah, they won. I think I mentioned that last week. They won in Tremblant. Today was just like the final. Last weekend was just the final shows.
Yeah, they're on their way to Whistler.
Community shows, and now we're doing fundraising for Whistler for the first week of July. Yeah, so it's crazy. But it's going to be fun. I lived in Vancouver forever, for 11 years. So now I get to go back with the fam, see everybody, and hopefully win the World Cup of Dance for their
World Cup
for their divisions. But
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the market. Very interesting, and I'm just tripping on the fact that I'm still dealing with 4 rental clients. Having a hard time finding the right property, not going to lie. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. It's worth it, you know?
Well, give us an idea. Give our listeners an idea of what you're looking for. Maybe they
what are the challenges?
Maybe have an investment property for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, specifically 4-bedroom in Stittsville. Available immediately. 3-bedroom in Orleans available immediately. The problem is the immediately. And the problem is the competition. Everything that we look at, there's multiple offers. So that's, again, I think I probably mentioned that before, but every single rental property that I'm dealing with is in multiple offer scenarios. Even if they've been on the market for a while, it seems whenever I go to see it or submit, an offer comes in. These are the nice ones, obviously, right? And some are coming off the market. There's also been ones that I've seen. We submit and then they go, sorry, the owner has decided to sell.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, is that just because they're not, they did the finally did the math after listing it for rent and they are underwater on it?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's a math thing.
That damn mathematics.
Mathematics getting you every time. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened on two. So that was pretty wild. I don't know. There's just like all these curveballs from here and there, and prices up, prices down. I mean, the rental market's just really, it's really interesting. It's different.
Have you seen the listings? Have you seen the number of listings on rentals decrease, or is it just rentals, the product that you're looking
what?
For?
I haven't
just, like,
done, and I'm terrible. I feel terrible that I haven't been keeping up with the actual statistical data. I've just been busy like working in the business. Not on the business the last couple of weeks since the spring market kind of took over. But I do have an opinion though on the basics of what's happening in Ottawa. And you know, we've got the market up. They may as well just do that, since I think Steven's head of the game here. It's a segue. It's almost like this
segue Steven.
No one's seeing
segue Steven.
Segue Steve, but we're seeing it on the back end here. So let's just do this. I mean, so the market, if you look at the market update, this goes into an Instagram post and a Facebook post I did yesterday, just so that everyone really understands what's happening, because this number really skewed my prediction from last month, even, which I was pretty shocked by. So on average, you know, residential homes in Ottawa, the average price is down 10% year over year at $747,000. But last month was only $710,000, in March, it was only $710,000. And I predicted that we'd be hitting $725,000 around June, which was exactly the same as June 2022. So now we're way up. We're ahead of schedule on the price of a single family home, but we're, you know, cumulative days on market is 40, and that's up 256% from last year. So, you know, with the days on market being up and the prices up that high, it's intriguing. Number of sales are down, but that's, you know, that's here nor there, I don't think. Condos, average price is down 8% over last year, but that's kind of in the same realm of where it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, days on market, again, way up, 47 days. Number of sales are down, but this goes to show you the inventory is low. The inventory is low and people are still fighting for it. There's, you know, I didn't get involved. There was two properties that I saw last week with buyers and we didn't get involved because there was 8 offers on it. And they're both conditionally sold. I don't know the final sales price yet, but they're small single family homes in Orleans. And I've got some other people that I'm working with who are just, I think they're just going to have to stop because they don't have the budget to shop right now.
So here's some interesting numbers. I shared this in our group chat a few days ago, but it's the numbers for January through April, number of sales and average sale price, months of inventory, just so that people can see the progression of the increasing market. So January, number of sales, this is for freehold properties.
This is a good one.
Number of sales, 460. Average sale price, 676,000.
Yeah.
Months of inventory, 3.8 months. February, 633 sales, 708,000, 2.8 months of inventory. March, 893 sales, 710,000, 2.3 months of inventory. And April, 1,156 sales. So almost three times January, 747,000. So up almost 75,000 from January and 1.9 months of inventory. So half of the inventory that we had in January.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it a few episodes ago of, I know Greg was giving the numbers and the trends over the last 6 months of it increasing, and people have always asked us, I know, you know, all three of us, we keep hearing it. And even in the comments, do we think that the prices have bottomed out, et cetera? And we've said for a number of episodes now that it's on the uptrend. Like, you missed that bottom. And it's only as the stats are showing that it's on that uptick. And as Greg said, you know, even ahead of schedule, if you will, from catching up to June of last year's numbers, we're already past that. And so for those that are sitting on the sideline still. Again, you know, confidence keeps going back in the market. We're now entering that spring market. Things are continuing to escalate.
I'd love to see the comparison of new, like, I feel like every new listing I see comes up that's come up is selling within 7 to 10 days. Like a nice listing that comes out is selling instantly.
Nice
now.
Ones are.
Yeah.
The nice ones are, or the lower priced properties, even if they need work. Anything under 500,000 is selling, that's decent, is selling.
Media. Yeah, 499 is the new kind of fixer upper price, and then kind of 699 is that new threshold. I feel like for your typical buyer seems to be in that kind of 599 to 799 range. At least that's where the homes are priced, right? Like that's where the majority of people are shopping, it seems.
And it's funny. Sorry, good Dave, go ahead.
All I was going to touch on was the months on market, you know, dropping from 3.8 to 1.9 in four months. Like that's a huge drop. That's, you know, it's dropped in half. We're now, that is entering a seller's market of inventory. And, you know, the balance, all stats out there, balanced market is around that 3 months of inventory range. And we're at 1.9. It's now ticked over. And I think the Auto Real Estate Board even indicated that as well. Forgive me if I'm wrong, Greg, but you know, as rates continue, and if they hold again, and they're going to hold all the way through May, for those that weren't listening last episode, there is no Bank of Canada announcement this month. Fixed rates have been decreasing for insured mortgages and conventional mortgages, which again, just helps for qualifying, helps for monthly budgeting and those monthly payments, which again, breeds confidence into the market. So we're definitely going to continue to see the those multiple offers, that uptick from the 499 to 549, and kind of that trend upwards of what people are looking for and able to qualify for, if the trends of insured rates keep coming down and the bond market stabilizing, and as well if the Bank of Canada, again, you know, it's holding obviously through May until June, but if they hold steady through June, again, we're just going to continue to see that uptick.
That's the question. Will they stay steady through June? Because I think, Greg, I know you mentioned kind of off camera last week or 2 weeks ago that, you know, you've kind of heard rumblings that we may see rates increase. These are the sorts of things, the housing market continuing to boom and people, you know, low inventory, prices keep increasing. You know, if the market keeps moving the way it is, they may have to increase another quarter just to tame things a bit, slow people down with their, you know, everyone assumes things are back to normal now. So they are out pulling the trigger. There's been a lot of positive news. Rates are holding. Okay, well now we can go, you know?
I think what the Bank of Canada is learning, that they don't really have control in the way that they think they do overall of the situation, because people are going to do things in different ways all the time and adapt and improvise to all sorts of situations. And they, you know, if they don't increase, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, well, let's just give everyone a break. Let's get everyone shopping again, you know? And even when people were shopping, when they kept going up, you know, there's always going to be people doing something. But now, like we're saying, what's happening, still lack of inventory. People want to buy. Rates aren't going up. Now the prices seem to be going up. So what do they do, right?
What they fail to realize or recognize is that you can increase rates all you want, but if there's nowhere for people to live,
they have to buy.
The demand is there, then prices are going to go up. They're not the issue at hand, and the bottom line issue is that there's a lack of supply, and that's not being addressed in an efficient manner and an effective manner, and it's just an increase in taxes. I saw a stat last week on new construction that the amount of taxes in a new construction build property at 900,000 is 780,000 in taxes built into that 900,000 house. It's the most, cigarettes and homes are the most taxed item in Canada, and homes are significantly more taxed when you take into account development fees, permit fees, taxes on the materials, taxes, HST on closing, all of that factored in, when you can combine all of the taxes that are charged on new construction for a $900,000 build, it's $780,000. They, in order for supply to come, they, you know, and people and affordable housing, you need to drop that. You need to make it more affordable for building. You need to stimulate the supply market, and that's just not being addressed. So they can keep raising rates, you know, and following the lead of the US. The US is continuing to raise their core rate, but until supply has been addressed, then we're going to continue to see prices increase in Canada, flat out. So Bank of Canada and the feds just don't talk in that regard. And I think they're just hoping for a miracle that prices are going to stabilize, when it's not the case. Like I have clients in Vancouver, even that they're bidding on condos at 700 square feet condos between $800 and $1 million for 700 square foot condo. And it's all multiples, and they keep losing out over and over and over again.
Everybody, you know, and I hate to say it, but I do hate it. I hate that people who want to buy and have actively been looking for a long time didn't take advantage of last October through to April because they were waiting for the perfect property to come out. And they were really thinking that that was going to come out, and
or the perfect price
still going to crash,
or their
price, perfect house. And it's just, I don't know. It's just sad that, you know, with all those opportunities, I just think a lot of opportunities were missed. And I mean, of course it's going to come back again, but it's a matter of when. And now, you know, like you're saying, Dave, you know, they're just missing out. I have friends in Vancouver that they were in multiples, but they got something back in February. And now that place, like, it would probably be 100,000 more.
Yeah, we are. I've seen it now twice recently where we are running into issues with values, in the sense that builders are also having to adjust their prices accordingly with the recent downturn in values. And we're seeing people that are closing. I know I talked about this a few months ago, but seeing people that are closing on new builds now that maybe bought a year and a half ago. And that builder is selling that same unit that they're moving into for less than what they paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
The clients are running into issues where they're going to close on their property, but when the property is appraised at that 97%, it's coming in under value from what they paid for it, because the exact comparable of unit builder is selling for less.
But think about this, though. With the way that things are going, in 2 months, that might appraise fine.
Of course.
So like anyone that bought just with the timing of an extra 2 months with the average sale price, you know, of whatever the product is, and then maybe the builders are what, going to increase again based on that? It's ridiculous.
So just going back to your comment, Greg, about Bank of Canada, I do agree that there is a certain out of touchness with the way that they at least project their decisions. But I do think that their increase of rates, I mean, it did have a direct impact on the market. There were other factors involved, but I mean, we saw it last year all the way up until December, essentially, as rates kept going up, the number of sales and the prices did start coming down. So we're just now seeing, you know, the rates have held for most of this year. So now we're just starting to see that wave up again. And I think if they do increase rates to tame that, I think we will see things probably balance out a bit. Maybe not come down, but it'll stop that upwards trajectory if they were to raise rates.
I'm hoping that the balance is now, leaving them where they are, and that we're kind of at the top. I don't like seeing it go any higher than where it's at right now. What I do know is that, you know, if you're a seller that's been on the market for a while, just waiting, I think you have there's a more opportunity now than there was even 4 weeks ago to sell, which I think is good for sellers. Now, especially the buyers are kind of more comfortable with where everything is going and where they're at. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, it just can't. If it goes up, if it's like, if the next 2 months are escalate higher than the average of about 750 right now, that'll be incredible to see. Because then we're almost back at last year's numbers with the new rates, which is staggering.
I think what it shows us though with prime where it's at, where fixed rates in the mid fours and high fours, and the market's still continuing to chug along and pick back up. This shows you that rates will never be as low, and never say never, but never be as low as they were in 2021 and 2022 of, you know, 1%, 2% kind of range. That, you know, if you're thinking that they're ever going to get to that, you know, you're crazy. because people are still buying it at mid fours and they're able to sustain that in markets, and not just in Ottawa. East Coast is booming. Halifax, Fredericton, St. John, those markets are like, New Brunswick is one of the fastest growing. Alberta, huge. BC, it's only the high price range properties that are just aren't moving because of speculation tax, et cetera, and foreign buyer ban. But those condos in that, you know, 800 to, you know, 1.5 million are still moving like hotcakes. Toronto's picked back up. So rates won't get back down to that 2% range. They're going to, you know, really, they've all, you know, we've said it here, but also they've indicated a lot of our economists of rates being the normalized rates being what they were in 2019, really, of kind of that, you know, mid to high threes is likely where they're going to stabilize, but they might, in the fours might be where they end up in it for the very long term, because the market can obviously absorb these payments or these rates of where they're at. So, I think obviously as we'll see how many defaults there are, how much uptick in consumer debt, for bankruptcies or consumer proposals or anything like that, defaults come up. But really, you know, we're at least on the housing market standpoint, we're seeing that it kind of continue to chug along.
I actually was talking to a client yesterday moving to Ottawa from Halifax, and they had two properties out there. One was their primary home. They told me it was 900K right now, which blew my mind. And then the second one, they have a rental for 600K, rents for 3,000 a month in Halifax, which also blew my mind. And then the other thing I was thinking, I was actually out last week with one of our lenders, and there was another agent there who said he has rooming houses in Kingston near Queens. And this, I couldn't believe it. He said he's renting out rooms right now for 900 to 1,000 per room in Kingston. So anyone looking for a good rooming house, I know CMHC apparently offers financing on rooming houses now up to 40 years for builds. And also, if they don't call them rooming houses, they call them like collective living spaces or something like that, like individual collective living space or some, like, you know, government term for it. But it's a rooming house.
I just want to go into what you posted here in our little group, Paul. The you know, the numbers that I ran, you know, back at the beginning of the year, it's just really wild to see that. Again, it's 750K right now. You know, we're only 100,000 less than the peak of the market in March, which is scary. March 2022, that is. Because like I said, going back in that route with the interest rates, people, I mean, they're getting super creative, or I just wonder what that looks like, you know? Those are big numbers.
And for context for people listening and not looking at our personal group chat, what we're saying is that March of 2022, 854 was the height of the average. It then went to 830, 802, 773 in June of 2022, 716, 708 in August, 707 September, 678 in October. So this is where Greg was saying that, you know, from October to really January, February, but then 680 in November, 656 December, 676 January, 709 February, and now we've ticked up to that 757. So you can kind of see that it valleyed out and it's picking back up and certainly on that trajectory to being back to the peak.
I've got another thing to put in context. We bought something in September, so I saw that drop in value. Like, I was not paying attention to it. You know what I mean? It's purchased mortgage, like whatever, keeping it, but it's like 575 that probably would have been, probably would have sold closer to five over the winter. And now it would probably sell for 550. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, and people sit there going, I don't know if it'll hold value. And then, you know how we always say, it's like, well, don't really look at it that way necessarily. You need a place to live. It's an investment. You'll sell, the money will be there at some point, but just to see it drop and then go back up that quickly. I mean, have we ever seen anything like that? I don't know. As what's gone on here the last year, it's wild. Like, I'm just really thinking of that in that context. It's like people were terrified that they were losing money and now they're not.
Yeah, I mean, the prices went down almost 200,000 on average last year.
So it's like, but then to get back to what
well,
I was
actually
saying,
it did,
so like,
200,000.
The people
854.
The people that were having trouble when they bought it like $1.2 million, and then their place was worth 800 over the winter, their house is now worth $1.1 million again. And imagine if they like defaulted or lost it for some reason or had to sell, and if they could have held on for another couple months. Like, is that what's happening here? Kind of,
yeah.
I guess. Man.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers really, you know, they don't lie in that regard. But to your point, it's a $200,000 drop on an $850,000 place. I mean, what's that, about 25%?
25%. Yeah. Down.
Yeah.
And then we're already back up, you know, 13% of that. you know, so, I mean, and
roller
for those
coaster.
Yeah. For those listening that are also looking at, you know, that bought or signed new build purchase agreements a while ago, you know, in December, that was looking pretty bleak as far as what your value might be. And there was a lot of people over the winter that were walking away from new construction because nothing was appraising. But as we go, certainly those appraisal values are going to become more likely from a hitting standpoint because of where as the market picks back up. So those that have been very nervous and you have maybe a closing coming up over the next few months, rest assured that, you know, the appraisers are looking at comparable sales on MLS. They're not looking at the list prices of, mm-hmm. of what the builder is selling for. They're looking at the resale market for comparables. So they're obviously assigning value to new construction of, you know, it being a newer build or what have you. But they are looking at resale comparables. So with the market picking up for those that have those new construction contracts signed, this also bodes well for you as well for making sure that that value will hit, because that was a massive issue that I know we were seeing over the winter, and a lot of people walking away from properties.
Mm-hmm. No. And I mean, look, I'm going to give you guys an example here of, you know, a team that works with the agency with us, Andy and Patty, they're amazing. They've got a great team and they do great business. But, you know, this is what they said over the last 2 weeks. This is in their post. It says, in the last 2 weeks, they sold Welland, Stamford, and now Cavendish. So they sold three properties over the last 2 weeks. And they, you know, they lost offers on several properties. They did listing meetings, two buyer meetings, and they have another listing just coming out right now. So, like, if you're looking at their, you know, obviously every agent has a, you know, they have a big rush and there's like a little hold back and then they have a rush again. But I mean, you know, we're seeing that if that's something like that they've been going through in the last 2 weeks and we've been busy on our own in a different way, that just shows me that, and this is just, it's May. Like, I think that May is going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. The sun is out. Finally, it's finally warm. So there's people, and people are getting comfortable now with what's going on. And I also think that they're starting to get afraid again. They're afraid that they're not going to be able to buy.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? They're either going to hold back or go for it. And I think that more people are going to go for it than hold back.
I'm getting a lot of clients pre-approved shopping that are like, wow, we found a place. We love it. Going to see it. And then the next day it's like, there was multiple offers. We lost out. Like, you know, it is happening a lot more frequently. And I think you're right, Greg. Like, people, I don't want to call it FOMO because it's, you know, they're not missing out compared to the people, but I do think that people feel that urgency. Like, you know, we want to buy something this summer and we need to be very aggressive to get in.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking this yesterday that I think closings, we're going to see a lot of closings July and August. Like, people are actively shopping now. They're aggressive. I think we're going to see a lot of accepted offers in May and June. And I think July and August will be the busy closing months this year,
yeah.
Which is kind of like the old the old spring market, the old, exactly.
And the properties, they're going to get the closing date that they want. It's going to be like, no, this is our closing date. If you want it, take it. If not, someone else is going to take it. We have a house that is coming on the market probably in 2 weeks. Big single in Center Point, original owner. It's going to be an interesting experience. I can't wait to talk about it. But last summer, I was quoting them at like, I'm like, you know what? I don't know if you'll get 800 for this. Now I think they're going to get like 925, maybe, you know, like we're not listing at that, but I'm just, you know, because there's nothing like it out there. Mm-hmm. Some people want that house. Crazy, I tell you.
Now, at the same, you know, for those that already have homes and they've seen, you know, kind of flipping on the rate side of thing or payments, because I have been seeing also a number of good deals out there from foreclosures, people that have actually, you know, because of payments gotten underwater, or they've gotten a first and a second with a plan of getting out as an investor or anything like that, and they're underwater. For those that have variable rate mortgages, the rates have been coming down. You can convert that variable rate payment to a fixed payment. And right now the fixed rates are substantially lower. Even if you're a prime plus or prime minus one, you know, would put you at high fives. You can look to switch where, you know, you might be able to get rates in the mid fours, you know, things like that to shave off quite a bit of payment and kind of add that stability. So something if for any of you that are feeling the pinch still on those to talk to your bank, get some quotes. If you are variable, you can also switch to other banks. So like this week, I have been seeing some really good deals of you know, in the Carlington area, et cetera, of foreclosures that, you know, people have scooped up some good payment, some good properties. But it just made me kind of think when we're talking about other property, other deals out there, there's still stuff out there. Yeah, kind of looking at that payment again, you can convert, especially as that bond market keeps going down.
Yeah, and again, you know, just to be clear to everybody listening, don't just take our advice. Although we're generally right 100% of the time, don't listen to us.
We're batting 100,
if you'd like to work with us, give us a call. Because every situation is different. Like Dave's saying, you know, you need to really know where you sit, what you're capable of doing, and what your options are, or at least have a conversation. Don't just listen to us, even though we're right 100% of the time.
That's quite the stat. Stamp it.
Imagine if that was a real stat.
Yeah.
God.
That should just be our tagline. Eh? We are right 100%.
Sailing in the Mediterranean. Sailing.
Oh,
well. Wind blowing in my hair.
Mood boost?
Let's do it.
Dude, look at my face. I feel like the sun is 5 feet away from me.
Yeah, it looks like you're on the sun.
How does this happen? And it's dark in my basement. I don't even know what this is.
Where is that light coming from?
I don't know. It's kind of, I wish it just followed me around. I look like this all the time.
But
like,
before we get into mood boost, Martini Madness this Friday, May 12th, 6:30 at Lago. Get your tickets online, martinimadness.ca. Still available. It'll be a great time. Food, martinis, band, DJ, live painting, art show, auction. Let's go.
Big deal. It's a big deal.
We'll be there.
Glass tiger,
most importantly. Mm-hmm. I was also actually going to say that I'll promote it more next week, David, but I am running a half marathon at the end of this month,
right,
in support of the Agnes Abali Boys and Girls Club. I think I'm going to do something fun, actually. I was thinking about this. I'm going to put on my socials today. Basically, I'm going to make my running list of songs, and I'm going to put it so that anyone who donates $5 can add a song to my playlist. So I'm sure we'll have some funny songs on there that I'll be running to, but
that's,
I think it's
a great idea, a
fun way to raise money, you know.
It's very cool.
And I'll put the link for kind of pledging or donating in the description. Thank you of the episode as my brain heats up. So anyone who's interested in making me dance to, you know, Girls Just Want to Have Fun or Glass Tiger.
You might end up with some terrible running times, though. It might just be Michael Bolton for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to pay $100 and pick one song, you know, 20 times just on repeat. Maybe I should rethink this. Hold on.
I think you need to increase that.
Let me rethink this before. Yeah. It might be $50 a song just to make it.
Nails on a chalkboard. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Mood boost today. I got three. Very good. I'm happy with them. Number one. RIP to Boiled Water. You will be missed.
Yes.
Number two, I've been bored recently, so I decided to take up fencing. The neighbors keep demanding that I put it back.
Yes.
Always a good pastime of mine, pulling up the fence. Number three, what do you call a bulletproof Irishman? Rick O'Shea.
That's
good buddy of mine, Rick O'Shea.
That's I like that one a lot. Mm. I like that one a lot. It's a win.
Steven says, nails on a chalkboard, 10-hour mix.
10-hour mix. In case you missed earlier in the show, everyone, toe rep is right 100% of the time. Call me.
Bam.
There we go. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will be back next week. Shows are released every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on YouTube and all your streaming platforms. Definitely be sure to subscribe, like, comment, and share. We actually missed the user question. We'll have to get on that next week. We apologize. There was some good comments actually we meant to touch on, but
we need a live stream again too. We need a Q&A.
Need the Q&A. And we got some big news coming in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are like, what?
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff kind of coming up.
Yeah.
I like that. And I also like, guys, I want to thank you. I came on this morning that I wasn't really feeling it. And by the end of the show, I'm feeling great.
Ready. You're glowing.
Well, it's all that.
I'm glowing.
It's all that sun you're getting.
It's that vitamin D.
All that vitamin D you're getting. Yes.
In your basement.
vitamin TOREP. Vitamin TOREP. 100% of the time.
Wow.
I like it. Vitamin T.
All right.
All right. We'll see you next week. Deuces.
Deuces.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe, because we'd really like that.